Welcome to the Lex Tech in 10 podcast, a resource for Lexington teachers to learn about innovative technology to use in your classroom, as well as tips and tricks to streamline your workload. I'm Lisa Rhodes, one of the elementary digital learning coaches.
I'm Rachel Kuberry, the district's assistive technology specialist.
And I'm Ann Kim Tenner, the high school digital learning coach.
Just a reminder, the opinions expressed are those of the individual hosts and guests. Make sure you check out the show notes for more information, resources, and other podcasts. Hello, and welcome to episode 12. I'm Lisa Rhodes. In this episode, we will talk with a fifth grade team from Hastings Elementary School about how they've been implementing innovative technology techniques into their classroom. Afterward, Rachel will follow up with a tip on using Learning Ally, one of the products mentioned in our interview. I have a few announcements. It's March, and you know what that means. It's time to gear up for MCAS and student assessments. Please reach out to your building's digital learning coach if you need assistance, and don't forget to put in a web help desk ticket for any devices which might need an upgrade or some technical loving care. Remember to check out the district's professional learning course offerings for upcoming spring and summer listings. And finally, have you noticed that files you work on often tend to appear under quick access when you're in Google Drive? Google explains that quick access predictions are based on an understanding of your drive activity, as well as your interaction with colleagues and your workday patterns. You can always learn more about Google and Google products at support.google.com. Hi, everyone. I'm here today with three educators from Hastings Elementary School, Jess Janasse, Susan Grubbs, and Dana Steiner. Jess is a special educator, Sue is speech and language, and Dana is classroom teacher. And we're going to talk about how technology has been working in their classroom. You guys give me a little bit of an introduction.
So we have been co-teaching at Hastings for about 11 years, and we started out co-teaching with just literacy, and we've moved into also co-teaching with math. So Jess has been doing math in fifth grade with Dana this year, and I've been doing literacy. And we kind of started incorporating technology last year. And we took a class with Lisa and Rachel last year, which was awesome. So shout out for that class. And we learned a ton of how to use a ton of different pieces of technology, software and whatnot. And that really kind of kicked us off for this year.
Right. We started last year using a lot of the different tools on Google. And so Susan and I, as a project, introduced Google Read and Write to our students. And our goal last year overall was to be able to really make the graphic organizers accessible to students online and for them to be able to take what they had written in a document and then put it into a finished product. And so our goal last year was to have them comfortable using all of the tools on Read and Write. Basically, for a lot of our students, it's the word prediction as well as the speech to text. So we started with that. And from that, that grew into dragging Dana into things this year. And at Lexington Learns, we took a class together about HyperDocs. And the HyperDocs class kind of really kicked off our work together this year.
So one of the things that we did for the using the HyperDocs this year that we tried for the first time was in literacy with the argument advocacy unit. We made Google Slides with all the links to the articles that the kids could pull up. And then they had access to highlighting and taking notes right onto the computer, which would then help them taking notes right online. We had everybody do it in the classroom so that everyone had access to using the computers and trying this out.
Yeah, and some things worked, some things didn't. So a lot of the PDFs we had trouble with. We couldn't get those to always be accessible with highlighting and having it read to the kids. So we're still trying to figure that out a little bit. luckily the kids are really savvy with technology, so sometimes they were helping us too. But it was great to have the links right in there. And then when the kids were doing their own research, they were able to, we had set up other Google Slides for each of their topic areas, so zoos and plastic and whatnot, whatever they were studying. So they could just easily access the articles. So that was really helpful. And then they could take their notes right on the slides. And then they ended up making Google Slide presentations, which was also really kind of cool.
Excellent.
Yeah, we also tried to include Google Slides in math. And so after we took the HyperDoc class, we had the geometry unit. And so I set up a slideshow as a teacher presentation and had vocabulary words and definitions and images. And then I shared out a blank version of that with just the vocabulary words. And the students were assigned the task of entering the definition and entering an image to match that definition. And what was great is for anyone that was absent or for students who were having difficulty keeping up with the pace, I could copy and paste from my teacher doc into their document. So then they had a finished geometry definition vocabulary book to have at the end of the unit. And then we can go back and review those words via Classroom before MCAS.
I know, they won't lose note cards like they have in the past, which is good. Especially with the move.
Yeah. We also have been doing other things. So we've noticed a lot in fifth grade that kids really don't want to look different. And so in the past, we had iPads that Rachel Kuberi gave us for students who needed Learning Ally. And this year, we tried out the iPads. And again, students kind of felt like they were looking different. So now students are accessing any text that they need access to via the computer. So that's been really helpful. So we've been trying to go digital as much as possible and be able to have access points for students that look the same as everyone else in the general education setting, given that it's a co-taught class.
And I think, too, for writing, we've done a lot of work with graphic organizers using Google Docs. We actually tried out Google Draw too this year when the kids are making their own organizers so they could draw the boxes and draw the lines, and they've made timelines on there. So that's been great too. And, you know, just kind of getting them used to doing opening up two tabs or two windows so they can flip between the two screens of their organizer and their actual document. So they've been getting a lot of good practice with that. And we were also thinking about when they were doing the reading of the articles online, how that was going to help them when they go to do MCAS, because they need to be able to read from the computer as opposed to reading on a book or an article on a piece of paper. And just being able to kind of maneuver the technology for that. So we're hoping that's been helping.
Yeah, and scrolling and exactly. Just seeing smaller portions of text and, being able to manipulate. One point that you guys just made that I think is valid for anybody is the ability to shrink down your page on your laptop so that you can have two tabs open side by side so that students can go back and forth. And I know that you guys have mentioned that students are really interested and it really helps out.
And then Dana, you share a lot what we're doing on Seesaw, right?
Yes. I will either share some things through pictures or quick videos in Twitter, or they made they did a couple of short videos and then using the iPads, and then we were able to share it out to families through Seesaw. And actually the parents don't have an account, but I was able to just send a link, which made it easier.
Yes.
And parents loved seeing what they were doing.
Yeah. Seesaw is a quiet, gentle giant that I've seen used kindergarten through middle school, and it's a great way of communicating either on whatever basis you want. And as teachers, you have complete control over what's posted and what isn't posted. So it's a great system to send out information to parents as well as getting information back. Oh, ladies, thank you so much for sitting and talking with us today. I know we've had some challenges getting time together as well as some technical challenges, and I really appreciate your flexibility.
Thanks for having us.
We'll post your notes on the website.
Thank you.
Hi there. It's Rachel Kuberry here for our tech tip. So I'm playing a little bit of a different role today. I am going to talk to you about Learning Ally, which was one of the tools that the fifth grade team at Hastings used to do their accessible digital text project. So Learning Ally is a resource that we use here in Lexington to provide kids with access to accessible digital text, specifically audiobooks. So what Learning Ally does is it uses real people to record audiobooks of novels and textbooks so that our students can readily access them. So different than a commercial resource like Audible, this is grant-funded, and the recordings are done by volunteers instead of professional actors. So your students and you might hear a difference in the quality of the recording, but it's a great free resource that we have. So go ahead and use it. It is like governed by the federal government and the copyright laws that help us provide access to students with disabilities. So the only people that can use them are students with a visual impairment, like they can't see a traditional text, students with a physical disability, like they can't manipulate a traditional book, or students with a reading disability, like they can't read traditional text. So that's the category that most students in Lexington who use this resource fall into. What's really cool about Learning Ally is it's a national organization, and it's based right here in Cambridge. So if you're interested in recording audiobooks, it's a great opportunity because you can go right down there and lock yourself in the recording booth and record your own audiobooks for students to listen to later. A question a lot of people ask about Learning Ally is, how do we get access to it? So if you have a student that you think might need to use this resource, they can, or you can just contact me, Rachel Kuberry, and I'll work through getting them set up. And technically, how we do that is either by using the Chrome app, so they can use it on their Chromebook or on a laptop or a desktop, or using the iOS app, so they can use it on their iPhone or like an iPod Touch or an iPad. And then through that app, they can access a library that we sort of pre-create for them with some books on it. And then they download whatever books they want and just listen freely. Within the app, they can skip ahead, move to different chapters, make notes, speed the voice up, slow the voice down, and download additional books. So it's pretty easy, user-friendly to use. I have really young elementary students using it all the way up through high school because it does have those novels and trade books, and then it does have our higher level textbooks because it's really a resource, you know, for the whole population, not just students, to use. So the breadth of work there is really quite large. So if Learning Ally is something that you're interested in learning about, you can check them out on their website. It's www.learningally.org to learn more. And then you can also reach out to me, Rachel Kuberry. I manage the licensing for our district and help train teachers and help students use it. So good luck and enjoy.
Thank you for listening to the Lex Tech in 10 podcast. Don't forget to reach out to any one of us or your building digital learning coach for questions and assistance. That's what we're here for. Also, check out our website, gg.gg/LexTechIn10, where you can find show notes and other resources. Do you have an idea for a future podcast? Would you like to be featured on a future podcast? Email us at LexTechIn10@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.